Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Because if you're liberal, it's all about how you feel. Has nothing to do about outcomes or accomplishments or fixing any problems. It's right. Just, you know, it's just like what everything else. Welcome. We're listening to the Financial Guys podcast here. We prepare right up until the second we go on the air. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas. Of course, we are the Financial Guys. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be streaming this live here in just a second. I think we're having some technical difficulties, so bear with us, I guess, as we get this going here. I got a lot to talk about today. We're going to keep this to an hour or less because I think we both have 9 o'clock meetings, so we need to get up and about. I hope you had a good holiday weekend, a three-day weekend with the Labor Day. Monday off, and now in the north, northeast, especially kids going back to school this week. I think they start tomorrow, right, for the most part?
Yeah, they're all face diapered up, ready to go. So that should be healthy for them. And when they get respiratory problems, we can blame it on something else besides
COVID.
It's the stupidity of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, no. We get the colds and the, what is it, RSV? What do they call it?
RSV.
Yeah. All the respiratory stuff, and then they'll go to the hospital. And go. The misinformation out there, though, when it comes to COVID, and I tell you, we're going down a scary path, folks. We're going to talk about the Communist Chinese Party.
Well, they just lie. The media just lies. We talked about it for weeks after week after week. They'll literally post, these hospitals are overwhelmed with children with COVID. And then when we call the hospital, there's no children there with COVID.
Did you see what Rachel Maddow put out there, though, based off the Rolling Stone article?
No.
So Rolling Stone puts out an article. I got to show it to you.
She's one I can't even stomach to.
But the thing is, so if you say something about, a certain medicine,
right?
They'll take you off of YouTube.
Well, they take the medicine away.
They'll take you off of Twitter.
They take the medicine away,
right? It's insane. Yeah. Rolling Stone puts out this absolutely ridiculous, here it is. Rachel Maddow retweets this. Patients overdosing on ivermectin, backing up rural Oklahoma hospitals, ambulances.
Lie.
Absolute lie. The scariest one I've heard and seen is people coming in with vision loss, he said.
Lie.
So this was in Rolling Stone. This was reported again on KFOR, right? Repeated on another station. This was then repeated by Rachel Maddow, who's gotten 9,000 retweets of his information. One simple phone call to the hospital.
That's all you'd have to do.
Hospital actually saw the article and goes, oh my God, this is false. Nobody even had to call the hospital.
No.
They put out their own statement saying, no, that's totally false.
Right.
That guy hasn't worked here in 2 years. We're not seeing anybody in the hospital. It's like 2% of the people that are coming in.
I'm sure she went back and corrected herself, though.
Nope, still out there. And guess what? Twitter lets it stand.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
That's the amazing
it
thing.
Twitter just leaves it up, right? It fits the narrative.
If I put something out, they're like, hey, Joe Rogan took ivermectin. It seems like it helped him. Yeah. Gone.
Done.
They'll take it out. Gone, done. Right?
How many videos have we played of doctors that have said ivermectin will help? If you do nothing, you've got a 99.9 something percent survival rate. But by just taking some of these simple things that we've had frontline COVID doctors say, look at, they walked out of my room. They walked out fine. Even folks with pre-existing conditions. I have no idea what the skinny is on why we're not giving these people these things that can help them.
You go to the hospital and they're not giving you in most cases. Now, Florida's different. Florida has the ability to actually prescribe things, although they're not. I will say that if you go to a hospital in Florida, if you go to the mainstream medical system, they're not. Now, Governor DeSantis has set up these treatment centers that give you the monoclonal antibodies or whatever. So there are treatment centers that have stuff that they give you that specifically helps to cure or get you over COVID. And so they've set up these sites, thank goodness, all over Florida. Why hasn't every state set this up? Why are they suppressing information?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're suppressing information and continuing to, by the way, just negate the people who have already had COVID.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Which every study shows 13 times the immunity for natural immunity versus the Pfizer vaccine, 13 times.
This is COVID-19 Tracker. This is First Trust. By the way, if you don't already like us on Facebook and Twitter, you should, because we post this as the real information gets distributed pretty much on a weekly basis. But never infected people who were vaccinated in January and February were in June, July, and the first half of August 6 to 13 times more likely to get infected with the Delta variant than the unvaccinated people who were previously infected with the coronavirus during January.
And we're not even talking about those folks.
The risk of developing symptomatic COVID-19 was 27 times higher among vaccinated, and the risk of hospitalization 7 times higher than in previously infected individuals. Right. So folks like me who have had COVID and survived, I made it through. It wasn't easy. I had to blow my nose for a few days and lose my smell for a few days, but I made it through. This study indicates that natural immunity confers longer lasting and stronger protection against the Delta variant. So why, you know, I had somebody say I was selfish because I didn't get the shot. And my response to her was,
selfish.
You're a selfish, you know what, because you didn't get COVID. Go out there and get COVID.
How ignorant, though, is that, though, to say you're selfish because you didn't get the shot?
Yeah.
When every single study, again, the Cleveland Clinic studied 43,000 of their own employees and found the exact same thing.
Right.
This is, you know, we talk about, you know, science being a debate back and forth, and, you know, it used to be in the old days, right? You put out a hypothesis, and then other doctors and other scientists would try to poke holes in that. And if they couldn't, then that hypothesis was proven correct. Today, they put out a hypothesis, they just assume it's correct, right? If you try to poke holes in it, you're a right-wing, you know, misinformation.
A racist.
There are a few things that are seriously settled science, and one of the settled sciences is that natural immunity from having had a virus has always been way better than the vaccine that prevents you from getting it. Yeah. So, for example, if you had chickenpox as a child, you are better off than having had the chickenpox vaccine.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
44,000 employees at the Cleveland Clinic just to confirm that. That has been going. So, but again, why are we're completely forgetting about that. You know why? Because we're heading towards global control of people movement. That's what it comes down to, folks. It's all about control.
Yeah, but
for those that say it's not about control.
Well, in the beginning, I would have thought no way, but it is absolutely about control.
Agenda 21, global reset, whatever garbage you want to call it, it's the same. Yep. This is from the BBC News, okay? Here's a headline from December 1st of 2020.
And amazing how easy it's been to control people.
Very easy.
Just shocking to me.
It's the boiling frog technique, right? You put a frog in cold water, you turn up the heat slowly before you know it. He doesn't even aware that he's being boiled, right?
Yep.
We are the frog, folks. We are the frog, and they just continue to take away little bit. At some point, the kids that are born today will never know the freedoms that you and I enjoy.
No.
Do you understand that? The kids that are being born today, if we don't do something, they're going to grow up in a world where they think it's normal for the government to be able to control your movements.
They'll come out with a face diaper on. They'll be born with a face diaper.
But they think it's going to be okay. They're going to think it's okay for the government to tell you when you can leave your home,
when
you can go to the grocery store, when you can go to the doctor, when you can go on a more than a 5-kilometer hike from your house. This from the BBC News, December 1st of 2020. This is from Michael Gov or whatever. I'm not sure who this guy is, but nonetheless. COVID-19, no plans for vaccine passport, they say. Okay, no plans for vaccine passport. Just a few months later, 9 months later, September 5th, 2021, BBC again, vaccine passports to start in England this month. Hmm. So here you go. No. December of last year.
Masks don't work.
No. No, I want you to listen to this, though. Okay, now this right from the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, this is coming right from the Chinese Communist Party.
Masks don't work. 9 months later, you need to wear 3 face diapers around your head.
Yeah, it's a joke. This is Australia. Okay?
Knowing, by the way, that they don't work.
This is where we're going, right here.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by
the federal government.
For more Nine's Oliver Head joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how
Chinese.
Will it work?
Lila, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts.
This is great.
And it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now, users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution. And it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behavior.
Oh, is that what it is?
Bad behaviour were handed down
or brainwashing
by a federal parliamentary inquiry. They're reforms that are being considered by the Morrison government, with the chairman saying there is merit to remove the veil of being anonymous.
Wow. That's scary.
It gets worse.
They have
the ability. This bill in Australia gives the authorities the ability to go into your social media accounts.
Wow.
delete what they want.
Right.
They can send messages to your friends and through your email. They can hack your email.
They can
and they
They're
can send messages.
House. They're in your house, basically.
Right.
They're in your house.
They can send messages on your behalf saying, oh, I didn't mean to say that. And then they'll send that out because that's what they So basically, hello. I'm going to start learning Mandarin, folks. I swear to God, you might as well start learning Chinese. And because if
get on the right side of the party so you still have food.
In 1776, we fought for our independence in this country, right? At that time, there was not independence throughout the globe, okay? I don't think people really understand this because they stopped teaching kids history. Prior to 1776, there were kings, queens, monarchies, nobles, and peasants. Mm-hmm. That was it.
That's where it's going.
You didn't own the land. You worked the land on behalf of the kingdom. They stopped by to pick up half of your stuff. It was similar to now with your income taxes, right?
That's right.
Okay? 1776, they call, you know, they say the American exceptionalism, the exception to the norm is really what I believe that it means. And we created something different. We created the opportunity, and property ownership was a big part of that, right? Now, it's amazing what they've done.
We created the opportunity to go from the lowest tax ring to the highest tax ring in the shortest period of time, right?
And
created the most amount of wealth and the most amount of prosperity. Even to this day, poor people are rich.
Better.
In comparison to some of these socialist-driven countries, right? Sickening to think that we're going full circle again. And you can see it, by the way. You can see it with what's happening now, right? You've got these peasants who are going to be on what we're calling welfare, help assistance programs, right?
We're just going to keep property.
Yep, they own no property. And we have been saying this for weeks. The gap between the upper middle class, lower middle class, continuing to divide itself. You'll see poor get bigger. Richer and richer and richer get richer, right? There'll be less pizzerias around, but the ones that are around are going to make a lot of money. Right?
From that point forward, 1776 forward, we were a beacon of freedom and prosperity throughout the world. We spread freedom throughout this whole world, right? Mm-hmm. You look at the countries, France and Britain and, you know, it's African nations and, you know, Southeast Asia. I mean, you've got countries that are free-ish, I'll say, today. Yeah. That were never free before. So our mission and our goal and our effect, I should say, throughout the world was to create this amazing movement of personal freedom and liberty, right? God-given inalienable rights. That's going away, folks. It went like this, and now it's going like this.
You would think it would be so easy that inherently people would want that freedom, but you know, you can see through COVID how sheepish people really are.
Yes.
They want to be led, right?
They want to be led, but they want to also tell you how to live your life on behalf of the government. It's insanity.
Right, right. That's right. That's right. By the way, speaking of that, and we continue to say this, and I really don't see it around me, business owners, please find a set of stones, right?
Seriously.
Florida restaurant tells Biden supporters to take your business elsewhere. Now, that actually sounds like a really good business model.
Yeah, I agree.
I wish there was probably, if we look really hard, there was two guys that thought of this business model 20 years ago, right? And they built a pretty good financial business out of it. Uh-huh. And I've been encouraging business owners to please think like this. More people think like, especially the people going out and spending the money, right? Well, by the way, this restaurant was out of product within hours.
Right.
And they continue to have a waiting list as far as the eye can see. People want to go there. You know why? Because they're sick and tired of the left-wing garbage crap.
Wow.
And this is proof of it, folks. They took a stand. They said, we're sick and tired of your garbage. Don't go here. And they're full. And they're making money.
What.
And their supporters are going to be the ones that don't stiff them on the bills. I assure you of
and
that.
And we need to do the same exact thing when it comes to COVID vaccines. Because that's what's coming in this country.
Right.
Oh, no, no, no.
No,
we'll
it's just
never
the mask.
Have that.
Just
oh,
the mask.
But in New York City, guess what? If you don't have a vaccine, right? Remember, who was it? Oliver Darcy on CNN. You don't have a vaccine? Can't go to work.
Yeah.
Can't get groceries.
Yeah.
Can't go to the store.
Yeah, make it as miserable as possible.
As miserable as possible. Yeah. This is Australia, by the way, folks. So I'm going to play another clip from Australia, all right? Because Australia is a precursor to this country. If you want to know what's going to happen next here, look around the globe, folks. Because, as I said, that beacon of freedom, we spread that freedom throughout the globe, and now it's shrinking back.
Yep.
And I tell you what, it's not just about if you voted for Biden, if you support Biden, don't come in my restaurant, don't come in my business. It's going to have to be unvaccinated businesses or freedom open businesses for whatever you want to be. You want to be vaxxed? God love you. Come on in. You're unvaxxed? God love you. Come on in. You want to wear a mask? God love you. Come in. You don't want to wear a mask? God love you. Come in. We're going to have those type of establishments, and then we're going to have the other establishments that are, let me see your papers.
Yep.
Show me your passport.
Right.
This is coming, folks. It's already here in New York City.
Right.
So you can say, oh, come on. In New York City, If you know, half of the less than half of the African American population in New York City has been vaccinated, that means you have effectively frozen 50%. You want to talk about Jim Crow laws, right? It was the Democrats who put them in back then. It's the Democrats putting them in right now, right? Because if you're African American in New York City, you can't go into a restaurant right now, over 50% of you, right? Can't go in because you're not vaccinated, right? Hispanics, almost half of you are unvaccinated. You're getting frozen out of the economy too. That's what they want. And they've said it. And they've said it. They're not even keeping it a secret.
No, New York City will be a great example of what's going to happen with wealth, right? If you look at the economic indicators there, we were talking about this a few weeks ago. There was a gentleman who's in the construction industry in New York City, Charlie's friend, and that indicator usually is at around 75%, meaning that, you know, out of 0 to 100, 100 means full capacity, New York City, the construction industry is going underway and everything's working great. We're at 25% right now, put that in comparison, right? But guess what? There's going to be people that get rich. Andrew Cuomo got rich. He got a $5 million book deal out of the deal, right? He got a $5 million book deal.
And he had someone else to write it for him. That was the best part. He had staffers write it.
Yes.
Great.
Well, some of his staffers, by the way, are going to get rich. Watch and see. They'll write a book. Well, either that or they'll end up working for some of these companies to try to, try to push whatever their agenda is to get into some of these other politicians, right? Watch and see if you can follow the money line because they'll be around forever. That's the swamp. They're not going anywhere. The swamp is in Washington, it's in New York State as well, right? Look, Shelley Silver, look at all these people
supposed to go to jail?
Yeah, he's out now, right? From old age or something like that, I think. But there's they make all kinds of money out of this. Nobody seems to be bothered by it, right? I mean,
not the Bernie supporters, for sure.
No, we'll play the Bernie clip.
Let me play this clip first.
Because they'll lie right to your face. They continue to lie to your face.
It's amazing.
Bernie lies to your face. The Clintons lie to your face. When are you going to wake up and realize, the Clinton family's worth $150 million now?
Yeah.
The Obama family's worth $30, $40 million now?
Well on the way to 100.
Right. They had a party 2 weeks ago, a tent party, with thousands and thousands of people. Nobody wearing masks.
Yeah, no problem.
And yet they stand up in front of your face and say your kids are going to school with a mask because they're going to kill somebody.
My favorite was when Obama flew back from Hawaii and then gave a speech to lecture everybody on income equality. Remember that?
Oh,
that was my favorite.
And by the way, during that speech, I think it was the one where they said, who needs to have two children in a six-bedroom house?
Right.
As they now have a 14-bedroom house.
Right. How many steaks can
you
eat?
You are a mental midget at a whole different level if you're buying this stuff.
That's right. This is, I don't know if this is Victoria, but this is what they want for us, folks. This is where it's going. So you business owners out there, you better wise up and start getting together with each other because you won't have a business left, right?
No.
In New York State, they're mandating you as a restaurant. They're making you force the rules on other people. That's how it works, folks, right? It's not them. No. They'll just force the restaurants to follow the rule. And if your restaurant doesn't follow the rule, we'll take away your license. If you don't all get together, you'll be wiped out eventually anyways. This is Australia again. I want you to listen very closely to this. This is what they want, folks.
From a situation where to protect the health system, we've got everybody locked down, we're going to move to a situation where...
Now, I want to tell you, there's like 12 people in Australia that have this
right now. Right,
12.
Right.
We're not talking about
a
health system. Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Hundreds of thousands.
For those that actually have some common sense left, we have a lot of viewers that have common sense, thank God. Let me ask you this. If they're so worried about the health system being overwhelmed, why would they be willing to fire one-third of their employees, roughly one-third of hospital workers are refusing to get the vaccine.
And by the way, to your point, you one-third, please don't stop. Please. That's what happens.
Right.
That's what happens.
There was a
school district the other day, private school district, and I'm talking to one of the young ladies who was a teacher there, and she said, there's only four of us that are holding out. And she goes, she calls me back. She says, Mike, only three.
Yeah.
One of them just didn't want to fight anymore.
It's the pressures, right?
But here's the deal. If one-third of the healthcare workers walked out tomorrow, it's over. They can't replace you.
But think about just use your common sense just for a second. I wish they thought critical thinking in school because they don't anymore. It's ridiculous. But just stop for just 1 second. If they're so worried, if my house was on fire.
Right, you wouldn't care if you got the hose.
I would not care, exactly.
right?
Think about that.
Right.
If they're so concerned, all we hear about is we can't overwhelm the healthcare system again. Right. We can't overwhelm the healthcare.
If they're not worried about it, why are you worried about it?
Hospitals are getting overwhelmed again. No, it's not actually true. Hospitals are getting overwhelmed with people that took ivermectin. No, it's not true either.
No.
Hospitals are overwhelmed with kids. No, it's not true either. But if they were really concerned about hospitals being overwhelmed, would they really be willing to let go a third of the people? No, of course not.
Well, here's what the left does. They are relentless.
They are
fighting
relentless.
And they don't stop.
And they wear you down.
And here's the thing. Like, okay, so we don't do this, right? You conservative, you don't damage stuff. You don't do anything. But the right goes out and they smash your windows. They burn your property down, right? Yeah. And the left doesn't even have the stones to walk out and say, I'm not taking this vaccination. You go fill the hospitals with other frontline heroes, right? If a third of them walked out in the streets and said, I'm done, if all the restaurant owners got together and said, we are no longer ever doing it again with the mask stuff, it's over.
Right.
They can't stop you all. Right?
That's exactly what Rand Paul said.
They
can't stop us all.
They don't. No. Right? I mean, look at the financial industry. I think we were the only financial firm open over the last 2 years, right?
Amazing.
I mean, to our blessing, we got all kinds of new clients, but that's just blows my mind to think that nobody has the stones to do this.
They're going back into lockdown again. This is more of this clip. This is nuts.
System, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be.
Let me say this, though. I'm sorry, one more thing. Look at places like Israel. It's not this is not this new Delta variant.
Yeah.
It's not all the unvaxxed folks. It's all the unvaxxed. No, it's not.
No.
You look at the hospital, it's like 50-50.
Yeah, no.
It's like there's just as many vaccinated. Look, in Israel, they're talking about a third. They're going for a third now. If you had two vaccinations, you're no longer fully vaccinated. Now, if you had two in Israel and you thought you were full, no. They pulled your green card away. Now I got to get a third. They're already talking about a fourth. So for those of you left with common sense, I know we have a lot of viewers with common sense. There's a lot of folks in the world that don't. Try to help them understand this. The first shot didn't seem to work. The booster didn't seem to work. The third shot doesn't seem to be working, but a fourth, that should do it.
And by the way, our studies showed that 76% of people wore masks got COVID. That didn't work either. Oh, let's put a second one on. Let's put a third one on.
Think about that.
Let's send the children, by the way, here it is. Go to our Facebook page. You can look at all the research. 0% chance of dying between 0 and 17. They can't find a child around the world, for let alone the United States of America, that has died of COVID. 0 to 30, you can barely see it. And I'm sure I would bet everything that 0.000000 had pre-existing conditions and all kinds of stuff wrong with them, and they were going to pass away.
But
anyways,
if it hasn't worked, though, if Israel is having a surge,
doesn't matter,
because they've taken the vaccine, they're having a surge. So more of the vaccine should help with that surge.
It has been the Democrat playbook for the last 4 years.
It's just unbelievable.
If it does not work, do more of it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If it does, we need more money in the Buffalo School District. Well, that didn't work. Do more of it.
Do more of it.
Now we're up to what, $35,000 a child when you can send them to private school for $18,000, $15,000? Yeah. Pick a private
it's
school,
crazy.
Right? The most expensive private school in Buffalo, New York, I think, is $24,000 a year. We're spending $30,000-something a year to put them through a system where they have a 25% graduation rate in many of these school districts.
Did you see what happened in Baltimore? They had a kid that passed three classes his whole 4 years. Passing him. This poor kid. Now they're putting him back in the ninth grade. They're finally like, we got to take the whole high school over again. They never got the parent involved.
Ugh.
They didn't bring in social services, nothing. They kept passing the kid grade to grade. That happens in Buffalo.
For sure. But who gets paid, by the way? All the pensions are there.
The teachers.
The salaries didn't go down. Throughout this whole COVID thing, many small business owners took it right on the chin, right?
Yep.
I got
Still
whacked.
Taking it on the chin.
Yeah. Many of them are out of business. Landlords out of business.
Yep.
Not the teachers. It was amazing. We had somebody say, oh, you're missing. The teachers are heroes. Now, a lot of great teachers out there. A lot of my family members, teachers, friends, teachers. You guys are not heroes. Please don't tell me that, right? I don't want to hear that you're here. You know who's a hero during this whole mess? The restaurant owner that just had nothing, could do nothing, and we just absolutely destroyed their business. That's a hero, right?
I wouldn't say that, there's a lot of teachers that worked very hard. I mean, there's teachers,
tons
that, had to do Zoom meetings with kids that had special disabilities.
Absolutely.
Brutal.
But did we all.
But you still got paid.
So did we all.
To be fair.
You never missed a paycheck.
You didn't have to worry about how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my mortgage? Am I still going to have a job at the end of
that's
this?
Right. That's
that
right.
was not a concern for you.
Pensions still went up last year.
Pensions still went up. Right.
Many people lost
the step
everything.
Raises happened, right?
That's right. Many people lost every single thing they possibly have.
That's right.
I mean, literally.
They're losing their homes.
That's right.
They're losing their homes.
Gym owners, restaurant owners, salon owners. I mean, they absolutely lost everything they possibly had. And I'm hearing, well, these teachers are heroes. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. You're not. I'm sorry. You're not. You could you were able to work from home and do your job, which, by the way, a lot of you did an awesome job. Many of you sucked, by the way.
Yeah,
I saw many of you didn't show up. Well, many of you were working 2-3 hours a day.
Many of these parents that were in the teachers that were in school also sucked. I got to be honest. That has been the great awakening from this whole COVID thing, is parents being able to see what actually goes on in the classrooms. And I got to tell you, even in my own case, I was pretty startled. My son is in a different school now because of it.
Yeah.
I got to be. He may have gone back. He went his whole life through the same Catholic school, was going to finish eighth grade out of the Catholic school. After 1 year of watching these classes, I'm like, you're out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that he wasn't in school. He was in school the whole year. But we went on a vacation. God forbid. So we had to come back and automatically quarantine, which we did. And so I watched the school for 1 week, and I looked at my wife and I said, he's out.
Yeah,
he's out.
We had a fourth grader, and many of the projects were, hey, we're going to give you this project. Come back in 2 hours. Wait, what do you mean?
Like, right,
you're, you're supposed to and be it, here on Zoom with them, walking it through it.
And it wasn't anything it wasn't what they were teaching. It was the lack of control in the classroom.
Oh, absolutely.
So for years, I've been saying, where's your teacher when somebody threw this across the class?
Right.
Where's your teacher when they knocked the books off the girls' desk? Where's the teacher when all this was happening? Oh, he wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Now I know. I'm watching this on screen. I'm watching in a homeroom before class started. Kids throwing paper airplanes across the room, throwing pens across the room, it was a zoo. I called the principal. I'm like, are you serious?
How about
this
shows
is a learning environment?
We've done in the past where we talked about mental illness, and you know, it's not the gun's fault, it's the child's fault. And I said this a long time ago. I said, the child's fault. But many of these children, it's the same theme. They're sitting at the lunchroom table by themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
How in the world, world does a teacher not get a hold of that,
right?
Because that stuff can stop at a very young age. You know,
The
kids mound on top of each other, and they grow. They can that stuff can stop.
How about the bullies? Everyone knows who they are.
That's right.
Y'all know who they are.
That's right.
Right.
Take the kid out in the hallway and have a stern talking to him, and say, we're not going to put up with this garbage here. Right?
Right.
You're the problem, not this kid who's But it doesn't happen.
No,
it blows my mind.
No, they put posters up, Mike. Makes it feel better.
There was a kid with. I read an article. It was a cool story about this. It was a hurricane. Football player, wide receiver, and he was going into the school. The players were going into the school district to meet some of the kids, and there was a kid with autism sitting by himself, and he sat with him and had lunch with him, and then would, from that point on, pop in once a week or whatever to have lunch with him to make sure somebody was sitting with him. I'm thinking, well, that's a great story, but which moron teacher couldn't figure this out? That's not cool. Which moron teacher couldn't pull these kids aside and say, that kid sitting by himself is not cool. Right. It's not cool.
No, they put up because if you're liberal, it's all about how you feel. Has nothing to do about outcomes or accomplishments or.
Yeah.
Let me play the rest of this clip, though, and then we'll get back to Bernie Sanders because he's a real peach.
Yeah.
This is Australia again.
If you're making the choice not to get vaccinated, then you're making the wrong choice.
Oh,
you're
making
the wrong choice. And for safety's sake, and for the back to that point about how much work our nurses have to do, as this becomes
the ones you want to fire.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated, and we open
that's not
everything
true.
Up, it's not going to be safe for
it's
people
a pandemic
who are not vaccinated
of the unvaccinated.
To be
let alone
roaming
totally
around
not
the
true.
Place, spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason.
Beat them up in the streets if you see them.
To get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And there are appointments available, and there'll be even more appointments available throughout September, October, November. Let's get to those thresholds as fast as we possibly can.
Uh-huh.
But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate that. You get to participate in that if you are vaccinated.
Same with New York City.
Now, that's not right now, because, of course, there's many more people who want to get vaccinated.
Not right now, but that's where we're going.
Through the system. But we're going to get to a point where everybody who can get vaccinated will have been offered the chance to do so. And we are not going to have a situation, well, at least not in Victoria, where we lock the whole place down to protect people who won't protect themselves.
So
do you hear yourself again? Common sense.
I know.
If the vaccination protects you from getting the virus,
then you don't need to worry about anybody else.
I mean, seriously.
No, they're
do these people hear themselves?
This is all about control. This is the next phase. It'll be something else. It might not be a vaccination.
We're not going to have a situation where the unvaxxed are running around out there threatening the vaccinated people. I thought you were safe. Do you hear yourselves? Seriously?
Yeah, they hear themselves all right.
I mean, holy
shit. They hear themselves all right.
It's unbelievable.
And this guy knows darn well he can't be that stupid. If he is that stupid,
I think
I'm really
a lot
sorry,
of them are. It's unreal.
But this is all about, okay, what's the next phase? Well,
next next phase. I already played it for you. It's this.
We can't have multimillionaires running around with all that money. And, you know, there's people who don't want to work who have nothing. You know, we need to take the rest of it. That's where it's going.
Well, unless you're Jeff Bezos, right? Here's Bernie Sanders, by the way. Just so we're clear,
he's the best, man. His business model is unreal. Multiple homes, there's multiple cars.
He's actually hitting the subtitles. It's amazing. The rich are getting richer. Now, he's got how many? Four homes now?
Four homes? Yeah.
Right? Now, if I had a fifth home, it'd be too many.
Got an Audi, too.
Four's okay.
I'm a car guy. It's got an Audi, which is cool. But I'm sure very environmentally friendly.
Yeah, I'm sure not the base model, right?
No. No, I don't think they're
selling
it.
This is great.
They got so much money they can't even spend it here on Earth. They're off and out of space.
This is August 28th.
A lot of our people worry how they can afford a car. These guys are busy.
You got three? Four? I'm sorry. Well, how many cars you got, Bernie?
That's what they do with their money. And what we also know is that many of these billionaires in a given year, and many of these large corporations
a multimillionaire now.
Right.
Now we move on to the billionaires. You see
how
they do that?
Yes.
These dirtbags always do it. Elizabeth Warren, she wanted to change the tax rates for people that had like 20 million or more because she was at 15. And she knew there would be a bull market to Trump. So she needed a little bit of a wiggle room to make sure.
Yep.
It's always the next guy, right?
Yep.
It's always the next guy.
Yep.
You know, they want to change your income tax rates. Why? Because many of them have capital assets, right? They don't care about your income tax.
Right.
Who cares, right? Warren Buffett, I'm paying a higher income tax rate. Well, why don't you tell people the truth, dirtbag? First of all, you can write a check anytime you want to the IRS. Write as big a check you want.
You don't.
You hide it, right? But then you pay capital gains, not ordinary income. So what you should do, Warren, if you were really, really a good Democrat, you would say, we're not going to change the tax rates at all. I think that's totally wrong because it's going to hurt the people that worked really hard and are finally making some money. But we'll have a billionaire capital gains tax rate. So I can pay a lot more taxes and I won't avoid it. Right?
Unreal.
Never happened.
This is great. I love this guy.
Federal income tax than you do.
No, wait. Hold on a second. Let's be clear here.
Wait, did you back that up? What did he say?
Did you catch that?
Federal income tax.
Wait.
But many of these billionaires in a given year, and many of these large corporations in a given year, pay less in federal income tax than you do.
That's a lie. Total lie. Is all everybody in front of him, by the way, is part of the 61% that pays zero.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
61% of this country pays zero federal taxes.
I was wondering if you're going to catch that. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Dirtbag.
Nobody in your audience, Bernie, is paying any federal income taxes.
Well, let's not say nobody. There's a few high-end donors who are going to get all kinds of cash from Bernie.
And I figured you were going to catch that one. Yeah. No. You're wrong, Bernie. That's not true. They may have both paid zero.
Yeah.
Right? Your audience may have paid zero, and Warren Buffett may have paid zero. But let's be honest. No one in your audience is paying more than anybody else.
Not one person there is paying a penny more than they should.
No. That's hilarious.
In some years, they pay zero. Now, Republican friends are saying, well, we can't pass this because we're going to raise taxes. You're right. We are finally going to raise taxes on the rich and large.
Now, meanwhile, they're already paying 39%. By the way, we did shows years ago where the tipping point was 50%. When you have 50% of the country, 51% sucking off of 49, that's not a good scenario, right?
We were at 49 back then. It was like 49. Yep. We're not paying taxes.
We are over the brink now. 61% of Americans sucking off the system and 39% paying into it. That is not a good. Those are not good numbers.
No,
that's a bad teeter totter right there.
That's
a big guy who's going to launch the workers up and hurt them.
That's exactly
right. Then you've got dirtbags like this who really do not understand economics, but he understands his business model very well.
Yeah.
His business model he understands very well. All these mental midgets in front of me that don't understand economics at all, I'm going to pretend to give them stuff. And I'm going to lie to them and tell them I'm, in a sense, not tell them I'm poor, but act like I'm poor. Act like I'm one of you.
I would love to see the audience when he said, they're paying less income taxes than you are. They're probably looking around like, who's paying taxes?
Oh, no, they believe it. A lot of these people actually think they're paying income tax. Yeah, that's right. Like, wait a minute. You worked all year and you got a $4,000 refund. But they didn't take $4,000 out of your check. Right. They don't get that.
They don't. No, they don't. Have no idea. They have no idea. None. And this is by design. This is the worst thing that happened in this country was we allowed the government to take over our education system.
Yeah.
Second worst thing is we allowed them to unionize. Those are the two biggest things. And I tell you, it's been downhill ever since. Because since Jimmy Carter, right, since Jimmy Carter put in the national, whatever it's called, the education department, right?
Yeah.
We have the energy department, the education department, thanks to Carter. Since that point, it's gone downhill. The federal government has taken over control of the curriculum, and the curriculum is not good.
I would put right up there with taking taxes, federal taxes, right out of the paycheck.
Well, that too.
As opposed to having people write in, because the minute they would write in throughout the year, they would start to ask some questions as to where my money's going. Never happens, right?
But the education system is key, because even if you had that, even if you're writing a check,
it's dumbing down of America.
If you dumb down people enough to this point, I mean, look at where we're at in this country. Yeah. You can't use common sense. The first vaccine didn't work in Israel. Right. Second vaccine didn't see the work. Now we got this Delta variant going rampant. We're going to try a third one. They took away. So if you were, again, I can't stress this enough, folks. The Chinese Communist Party has a social credit system. If you violate the social credit system by, saying something against the Chinese Communist Party, saying something they don't like, criticizing the government, they take away your money. They might put you in jail. You may go to a political prison. I mean, think about this. The wealthiest person in China.
You disappear.
The wealthiest person in China, one of the wealthiest people in the world, came out and said and criticized the federal government. And they wiped his IPO off. The anti-IPO was supposed to come. They wiped that out, right? And then he made one what looked like a hostage video. I'm going to enjoy my retirement now. I'm going to enjoy painting. Like, they give him a lobotomy.
I'm happy. This is a pro-growth worker, nonstop, need to build stuff type of guy, and all of a sudden now he's going to go.
He stops to paint?
Yeah, he's going to do.
They gave this guy a lobotomy, folks.
He's going to do 1, 2, 3 art painting pictures.
That's right. He's painting my numbers in a jail cell somewhere. Yeah. He made one speech and apologized, and he has not been seen since.
Ever.
It's been almost a year.
Yeah.
He's not been seen since like last October. Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, what was the wealthiest guy in China. And when Aaron Burnett was interviewing Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett.
Oh, they loved them.
They loved it.
Loved them.
Oh, Charlie this Munger, Warren Buffett's partner said, I wish we could do that here.
I wish some of the things.
I wish, man.
They disappeared, guys.
She's like,
but
well,
I guess you wasn't going to disappear, though. If you're those two, they really figured it out. Like, they would praise the partner,
absolutely.
Right? This is great. This is great. Oh, you made another $1 billion? Wonderful. Yeah, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I'm all good with it.
It's crazy. And this is, I mean, now you're talking about the same Chinese communist social media passports are now, this is the launch, right? They launch it to the vaccine passports like they have in Britain right now. Australia doing the same thing. Australia looking to pass legislation that ties, you know, all of your social media accounts to your vaccination. The government's going to review that now. They're going to tell you what's okay, what isn't okay. We're almost there in this country, right? We have the government telling Facebook or Facebook working hand in hand with the government, right? Twitter, Jack Dorsey working hand in hand with the federal government to decide what they're going to take out and what they're not going to take out, what they're going to allow is free speech, what they're not. Think about this. The Taliban have Twitter accounts, right? Our former president, the 45th president of the United States, who should still be in there,
got
taken off of Twitter and Facebook.
But Taliban, who's throwing people out of helicopters right now, are allowed to keep their Twitter account. Messed up, man.
Right.
Messed up.
Unbelievable, right? You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's crazy.
All right, San Francisco will pay people to not shoot others. Cash
this
for criminals.
Is great.
This will work out even better than the cash
again,
for clunkers.
Common sense. Seriously. Yeah. They're going out to criminals now saying, listen, we'll pay you for not shooting people.
Holy cow.
This is worse. The San Francisco think this is a good idea.
Yeah, they do.
Let's see. They'll take the cash and probably continue to shoot people. I don't know.
No. Or they'll just threaten to shoot people and say, okay, I'm going to shoot you. I mean, that's the business model,
I guess that's the business model. Yeah, go out to California, threaten to shoot people to give you money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot people unless you pay me. Okay, here's money.
Right.
I mean, honest to God. And look at San Francisco. It's an absolute cultural collapse.
You can get money now if you don't shoot people. You can rob stores as long as you keep it under a certain amount of money. This is like, it's the wild, wild west, man. It's
You're
disgusting.
Seeing videos in California where people, the police officers are standing there watching as people walk into a Walgreens and load up their pockets
with all kinds of stuff. They go right to, now, you remember the carjackings used to be at like 3 a.m. It would be a little secretive. They just come up to the car right at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and say, give me your car.
It would be cheaper for me to fly out to California and just steal all the Zegrid I need. I take stomach pills, right? It's like, what do you call it? It's like a Prilosec or something, right? It's called Zegrid, right? So I take usually.
Okay.
I'm Italian, right? All all Italians have heartburn, seems. But, you know, it's
nothing like, to do with the peppers growing up.
No, probably not, right? The red sauce, the peppers, none of that stuff. But seriously, it's, you know, it probably cost me $50 a month, I would guess, for the medication. I should just go out to California, clean out the shelf, put it in my bag, walk out the door, right? Fly. It'd be cheaper to fly there and fly back than it would be to continue to buy it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, just, now, I would never do that, obviously, folks. Obviously. I'm not a criminal or a thief, right? But that's what we're raising in this country now. Oh, it's okay. If you have the economic need, you can just take it, right?
Well, this is the same, by the way. The head of the Los Angeles school district was talking about grades and said, well, yeah, the grades and the everything went down over the last 2 years, but who cares?
No, we don't need to learn math. We don't need math.
That's not really important.
Do I have that here? I don't know if I have that.
That's from something amazing. About she was happy that they know how to riot now. Or you know.
Well, they know what riot and insurrection means. Yes, they know the difference between a riot and a protest.
So the fact that their math skills and their writing skills went way down over the last 2 years, nobody could give two.
No big deal at all. By the way, for all the folks that are, shooting down ivermectin and stuff like that, there actually was a bunch of CDC studies. I looked this up, too, because after Joe Rogan, I was interested to find out. There's a whole summary. So this is back in this was released very recently. This is from the CDC talking about the studies that they did for SARS, the clinical trials that they did, the results of the clinical trials,
ivermectin,
which were very positive.
I mean, kinds of awards prior to Trump saying it was a good thing, right? Yeah. So it was meant for a cure for multiple things, and it's done a good job of being able to do that.
Yeah.
And that's sad. And we've had video after video of frontline doctor that has used this stuff that has said, hey, look, at even in the middle, the really harsh part of this, right, in the beginning of this, and we are a great sample of how this thing played out. We talked about the fact that it would mutate itself. We have thousands of retail clients. In the beginning, there was a few of our elderly clients that got a tough round of COVID, right? A tough round of COVID. Now, if they had things like ivermectin, they probably would have gone through it like
that.
If
they had some sort of treatment, anything.
Right, they didn't. I will say this, though. Thousands of retail clients. And after about the March before, right? The first March communist takeover. You could tell that after about 2-3 months, nobody was in the hospital anymore. Thousands of retail clients and nobody was in the hospital anymore. Right. A few in the beginning. And then what was it doing? Well, it was mutating itself, right? We're seeing that now with the Delta virus. The Delta virus is so sticky.
Now they got a new one.
Yeah, but
there's
a lot less people who are actually getting sick from it, right? So what does that tell you? That it's mutating itself. Have we actually treated this like we did any other thing? It would be gone, well gone by then. We would have burned it out with the children. Mm-hmm. Yes, the children with a 0% chance of dying from it. And they would have had the best immunities, right? The best immunities.
Then they would have grown up with the best immunities.
Oh,
right?
forever. Right?
Think about this.
You're
going to inject a child now with a vaccine, right?
Yep.
Which is probably going to make them not get, but it's not going to last for the lifetime, so that they have a chance of getting very sick later in life when they're older.
Right.
I mean, that's just,
Or you expose them to the virus. I had a good friend of mine as a doctor. He said 2 Marches ago, Mike, make sure your children get COVID. I said, what do you mean? He goes, because they'll have the immunity from it for the rest of their life.
That's right.
They have a 0% chance of dying from this thing. If the worst case scenario, they have a little cold, but when they're 65 and they need it, their immune system, and by the way, they'll have a much better chance of fighting COVID 20 and 30 and 40 and 70, as we all know it's coming, right?
But why won't they treat it? Why won't they give people antibiotics? Why won't they give people anything? I mean, you're going to the hospital. I just had a friend in a Florida hospital. He's a duck hunting friend of mine. And he was in the hospital for 8 days. Now, he's a big guy. He's 300-plus pounds and 6 foot something. I wouldn't say he's fat, but he's big. He's a big guy, right? But they didn't give him anything. They gave him IVs to keep him hydrated.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can go to a cheeky clinic in L.A. and get an IV. I mean, what's the... So you're going to a hospital. They could give you all kinds of stuff. They could give you Z-Packs. They could give you... Look, a Z-Pack's not going to hurt you, right? We've been taking Z-Packs and antibiotics forever.
Yeah.
It couldn't hurt, right? It couldn't hurt. Give somebody something.
Yeah.
But they didn't give him anything. I just talked to him last week. Nothing.
He's a big guy.
Nothing.
They shut down the gyms and took away and told him, didn't say anything about taking some vitamins. Right,
no.
Taking some airborne to fight it.
Yeah, don't go outside and get vitamin D. In fact, they closed the outdoors in Australia, and it's been proven that vitamin D has been helpful for people.
Of course.
And yet in Australia, you can't go more than 5 kilometers from your house.
Hide in your house with a face diaper on and make sure you spray all kinds of stuff that you can inhale to kill any germs that would help your immune system.
You mentioned a statistic before, and you're absolutely right. 74% of the cases that were reported between September and December by Governor Cuomo were people that were staying at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Were people that
worst thing you could do for your immune system.
I mean, seriously.
By the way,
again, common sense. We're not even talking about
all
that
kinds of immune system, meaning your brain. Your brain is very powerful, by the way. Like if you think you're going to be healthy,
no doubt
that can absolutely help you. So the worst thing you can do, I talk about this all the time. I go back and forth from Buffalo to Florida. The biggest challenge with Buffalo, New York is, I mean, I love the summers. I love the falls. I love a cool night. What I can't stand is the grayness between November and April. And my wife always says, boy, you get in Florida, you seem happier. I'm like, because I feel better.
You gotta take vitamin
D. Feel better. And I do take vitamin D, but it's not the same as the sun.
No, it's not the same.
It is not. I take a GNC, free plug for GNC. We should do that, by the way. I know most podcasts try to cheesy it in there. GNC, if you want to sponsor us, you can. I take the multiplex every day. It's got vitamin D. It's not the same as the sun. It's just not.
I think that's in most cases, right? Most times when you're taking a supplement, whether it's a calcium supplement or whatever,
is it going to help a little bit? Sure,
it's going to help a little bit. But I don't think it's absorbed as normal as it would be like the sun or food or things like
that's
that.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
No doubt.
That's
all right, let's end with this. This is, I used to watch Alex Jones. I didn't watch Alex Jones. I used to see Alex Jones on TV and see him online and think to myself,
always
this guy's
is
nuts.
Nut job. Yeah.
I never watched Alex Jones. I never got into InfoWars. I wasn't a watcher follower. Yeah. But every now and again, you'd see Alex Jones on like a CNN where he'd just lose control, which was his downfall is he just couldn't maintain control. But I got to be honest, looking back now and thinking about some of the things that Alex Jones said a decade ago and seeing them come to fruition, vaccine passports, controlling your global movement, pushing these things forward, it's insanity.
Yeah.
So this is Alex
Jones.
And
he was right about many of it.
And he is hilarious. Oh, there go the lights. There you go. And then the lights go off. He just cracks me up.
For you. Didn't get this at a Tractor Supply. Because I've been like Santa Claus taking care of everybody. Hours a day for months. Taking care of people. Overhead shot, please. You know what this is? This is ivermectin for humans. You won a Nobel Prize as an antiviral. And this is inhalable, or these are the tablet steroids. So let me show you. I was going to do this anyways earlier. See this?
Hilarious.
See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. And hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You goddamn demon? You think I'm easy to kill? Hilarious. Think I'm going to roll over to your crap?
Takes pill.
Drinks it.
No.
No.
Joe Rogan kicked your murdering ass, too. You'd love to bury him, too, you little monster maggot.
He's just hilarious, man. He just kills
you little
me.
Monster
you
maggot.
You little monster maggot.
Oh, that's funny.
He is so funny, I got to tell you. But it's the truth. I mean, I got to be honest. I'm looking back at the stuff he said, and I'm like, holy cow.
Yep.
He was right.
That's right.
You know, they talk about these people going in the hospitals for ivermectin, and oh, my God, there's been a case here, a case there. In almost every case, folks, like most medications, it's people that are taking stuff incorrectly, right? There was one case that I'm looking at the CDC website. There was one case where somebody drank the oral or drank like a topical a steroid. Well, that's not right.
Yeah,
You're not supposed to be drinking it. So certain cases
take too much vitamin C. Pound yourself with there's going to be negative consequences to that.
Right.
You've got to use your brain with some of this stuff.
Right.
And it should be led by a doctor, right? And many doctors that want this stuff they know the positive momentum it's had with some of this stuff, but they just can't get their hands on it. They're not allowed
sad. Just like everything else, in most cases when there's been an issue with medications, it's because somebody took it incorrectly, right? And there's been people that have done that, right? Mm-hmm. There's people that have done stupid things with that's why we have a poison control hotline, folks. People take medications wrong. People take the wrong thing that's not medication oftentimes. But again, if you use common sense, you have to ask yourself, why are they unwilling to look at anything. Outside of the Monte Clotur or whatever they call a treatment in Florida, there is not any sort of treatment at all that they're talking about.
300 frontline COVID doctors 2 marches ago talking about this stuff. on the steps, Washington on the steps, and they would not listen to that.
Many of them were attacked. This is during Trump,
by the way. This is during Trump, by the way.
Yeah,
I've said multiple times, sound like a broken record. That's where he failed with COVID. Every one of that was me, and I was Donald Trump. All 300 of those frontline COVID doctors would have been in. And
we
said, hey, Fauci, you get a chance to talk too, but these 300 COVID doctors are going to talk as well because they're actual doctors on the front line.
How many?
Not some academic.
How many doctors did they shut down? How many doctors did they threaten to take away their license? How many doctors actually lost their license, right? How many people have been ostracized online? It's not right. No. You have to ask yourself, in the past, when we've had some sort of a crazy thing, everybody throws in ideas, everyone's analyzing stuff, everyone's looking at different things, there's different treatments, different studies, different things like that. There have been studies on ivermectin. The CDC has like 19 different studies they reviewed, and there was a Nobel Prize one, right? Yeah. No one's talking about treatments. No, we're talking about? We're talking about you better get your vaccination or you're going to be frozen out of society.
And we don't
care. You better
get
your vaccination.
And we don't care if
you
already had COVID. You're getting your vax.
That's right.
We don't care if you've already had COVID.
Right. Which again,
World Health Organization changed the definition of herd immunity. First time ever.
It's crazy.
First time ever. Herd immunity used to be you had the you got vaccinated or you had the virus. Not anymore. Now it's just the vaccination. You got to ask yourself, folks, what's their agenda?
What
is their agenda?
Yeah, what is going on, folks?
What is their agenda? And all of us conservatives, we're half of the population, if not more, start to fight.
And start asking questions. Fight. Start
and
asking
by the way,
these common sense questions.
Your business will be better off for it.
Promise.
The one restaurant in Florida that did it sold out like that.
Right. And
like
look at our business. Yeah. We are we're one of the largest and definitely the fastest growing financial firms of Western New York. For 20 straight years.
Yep.
Our tagline is for one of our companies, so easy even a liberal can do it, right? We're making fun of liberals on a regular basis, right? For the absolute ignorance and buffoonery, right? We have a sign on the door that says conservative safe space. Mm-hmm. We've had people come in with Bernie buttons before. We've kicked them out of the office, right?
That's right.
I mean, seriously, it's worked great for us. It's worked great for the restaurant. Don't be afraid. Other conservatives will support you. You'll be shocked at how many people come out of the woodwork and say, oh, my God, thank God, I think just like you. People like us are a lot of us. We're not, obviously. There's a lot of people on the right that are afraid to speak their mind anymore because their family's going to shout them down.
Attacked,
they're going to be called a racist. They're going to be beat up online, right? They may lose their position at work. They may be ostracized from their school. We have a lot of teacher clients that say, I would never say this
That's
in school.
Right. Yeah.
I could never say this
Why?
In school. Why?
Say it in school.
Stand up at the union meeting and speak it.
They're indoctrinating our children
right
in front of your eyes.
Stand up at the union meeting and say, this doesn't seem right.
Yep.
Folks, if you ask those common sense questions, ask those, why are we ignoring natural immunity? Why are we ignoring any sort of treatment? You know, if hospitals, if we're so afraid of hospitals being overwhelmed, why are we willing to lay off or fire a third of the staff that is unwilling to get the vaccination? Why are doctors unwilling to get the vaccination?
Yeah.
That's a pretty simple question right there too.
Why
right?
is the mainstream media absolutely lying right to your face about these children that are overwhelming the hospital? Even though there's not one child in a hospital
Unreal.
In Western New York here set. Don't forget about our 9/11 show, by the way, this week.
Yeah.
Tune in on iHeartRadio on Saturday.
Absolutely.
And, of course, WBN and Wham in Rochester, soon to be Syracuse as well. I don't know the dates on that, but we'll keep you posted on that.
And if you like what you heard, folks, do us a favor. Give us a like. Hit the thumbs up button below. It really helps us out a lot. And subscribe, and we'll get all the notifications. Every now and again, we do a secondary or even a third podcast. And we're going to start to do – I keep talking about this, and I want to, but, of course, we have day jobs, so it's hard to get this in. But start to do like short, 5-10 minute podcasts. I see Dinesh D'Souza do a lot of them, and they're just fantastic. Although 8 to 10 minutes is tough for us, we usually can barely get it all in an hour. But anyway, if you want to know more about us and what we do, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. There you'll find all of our different departments, how we manage money, the different people on our team, as well as all of our social media links, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and more. And so don't forget about that. And of course, our YouTube channel as well. So anyway, thanks for watching today. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys, and we will see you on Saturday on iHeartRadio and the Financial Guys Radio Network.